WTIC, we'll take some more phone calls in a few minutes. A lot of hot topics today, but let us check in with Liz Linehan, state rep from Cheshire. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing over there?
Well, we're rocking and rolling, as we always are.
Well, I'm rocking and rolling over here, as I always do.
Okay, then. Fist bump.
Fist bump. You got it. So what are we talking about today? What is the topic?
Well, I understand you didn't like any of our topics. You don't like medical marijuana we've been talking about?
Oh, I'll talk about medical marijuana. I'll talk about that all day long.
And legalize regular marijuana,
sure,
which is being proposed right now.
Some people
are saying the stuff you smoke that you buy on the street is better than what you buy from a dispensary. Is that what they call them up in Massachusetts? And they're wondering if anybody's going to go for the legal stuff because they think the illegal stuff might be cheaper and better quality. You know anything about that end of it?
So I don't know anything in terms of what is actual facts, right? Because unless you are testing the marijuana from the street and putting it against the marijuana that is available in Massachusetts or other dispensaries, we won't know for sure. However,
well, do you want to arrange something? We could do an on-air smoke-off and see.
Smoke-off? Yeah, that'll help me get reelected. one of the things that because I have spoken to some people about this, and I do have some friends in the Massachusetts state legislature. Mm-hmm. And so we've discussed this. And so the thought is, and of course you don't know until you do actual testing, but the thought is that the marijuana that you get on the street is actually laced with other things. And
that's what would concern me. You don't know what you're smoking.
Correct. And so when we talk about the legalization of marijuana, it's important to note that that will be regulated. And have you ever been to a dispensary up in Massachusetts?
I have not, no. I've toured the factory where they make it, but not the dispensary itself.
Okay, so I went to a dispensary to kind of understand what we're looking at. And when you walk in, first of all, it's very secure, and you have to show your license to even before you walk in the door and so on and so forth, and show your license again before you get to the counter. But there is a menu. There's an actual menu that explains what type of bud it is, what the effects will be, what percentages of THC it has. So I think the more you know, the smarter your choices are, right? And so when we're talking about the regulation of marijuana, it's giving you the ability to know. And I think ultimately that that's safer. And so if you're talking about what's a better high and what isn't, I think the fact that knowing that you're getting something safer and it's not necessarily expensive, that I think that most normal adults would make the choice to purchase the safer option.
Well, not just safer, but also consistent product from one month and 1 year to the next.
Sure, absolutely. And there are going to be certain strains that are in vogue, I'm sure, and things go in and out of style, but you can trust that the regulations are ensuring that you are safe.
How about being able to sit down and have marijuana to order at a cafe kind of environment like they do somewhere in those Scandinavian countries? Because I know you liberals love Scandinavian countries. That's your role model. So I figure you're going to bring those to Hartford.
So wait, I'm a liberal?
I thought so, aren't you?
No, I'm a centrist. But anyway, I don't think that I would support a cafe. I'd have to think about it more. I haven't really given much thought to it, but I don't believe that we should be making it easier for people to smoke marijuana and then drive. If we were maybe a state or a country that had more public transportation than cars, mm-hmm, maybe I'd consider it.
All right, that's an interesting point. Hold on, Liz Linehan, State Representative, Cheshire, Democrat. 860-522-9842. Let's do a couple more minutes with Liz Linehan, then we'll go back to the phone calls. So medical marijuana, legal, generalized marijuana, it's all good, it seems to me, because we live in the land of liberty, so we should be free And there's all kinds of new devices, apparently, for this marijuana intake, Liz.
Yeah, there are new devices, and we can talk about that. I just want to go back to one thing that you just said, that you believe that this should all be okay because of personal liberties. There's something I want to point out, which I have found to be problematic for a long time, is that in order to get medicinal marijuana, you have to have some sort of a disease that is approved by a board of people who would then say it can be treated with marijuana. And I think that's ridiculous. And if we don't legalize marijuana for recreational use, I think it's important that we go back to that and look at it and get rid of that board of people who can decide if your disease is good enough for marijuana.
Yes, or specific enough. I mean, what if you just have a backache?
Right. It should be between you and your doctor. If your doctor feels that your treatment plan should include marijuana, then your treatment plan should
just
include
like
marijuana.
Your doctor and any other drug.
I don't need a bunch of people sitting around a conference table, a bunch of bureaucrats deciding if my doctor is right or not. My doctor and me will make that decision.
So you don't like bureaucrats?
Shocking, isn't it?
It's blasphemy, I believe. All right, Liz, we'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Liz Linehan, Cheshire State Representative Democrat, joins us every week here on WTIC.